It's time for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
The Gary Ellison Homer Hour. Gary Ellison is on assignment out at Summerfest right next to the Gruber Law Office's Sports Zone. I haven't seen it, but I've been told there's pickleball play here for the first time, I believe, ever at Summerfest. Yes, the fastest growing sport in America, pickleball. Jason Wilde, so that we can talk about the Green Bay Packers every day. Jason Wilde on the show. Good evening, Jason, or good afternoon, whatever it is exactly.
Whatever it is, yeah. Good afternoon, good evening, Homer. We look forward to being at Summerfest on July 5th for the State of the Packers show that we do every year.
Oh,
Gabe Neitzel, yeah. Alex Stroff, and me. It was a long, long time ago. It was actually the precursor to what became Green and Gold today. So I'm excited for that. Now, keep an eye out, though, in the Gruber Law Office's Sports Zone. Madison and Sydney every year like to try and collect the different colored Gruber Law Office's T-shirts that are given away. And, you know, they've grown over the years, so I think some of them they've outgrown. So if you can keep an eye on the stock there, if there's some adult smalls or mediums, keep an eye on those for them because they're not going to be down there for another couple weekends.
Adult, small, and medium. All right.
Yeah.
So they have each year there's only one color. Is there more than one color of the Gruber Law Office's T-shirt at Summerfest?
That's a good question.
Year?
I thought there were more than one color because I was just doing laundry. I've got a blue one. I got a pink one. There's a black one. There might be a yellow one. So it's a rainbow of fruit flavors. How's the energy down there?
I mean, the place, Summerfest is just spectacular now. Having someone who used to go when there were a million people and it was too crowded. I mean, it's just a fantastic event. Mostly adults, people. I just think it's perfect. Anybody who doesn't like Summerfest just hasn't gone in recent years. They've just figured it out perfectly to me in terms of the number of people, the events, and it's fantastic. I don't know how anybody can find anything they don't like, but they probably can somewhere. I just don't.
Theoretically.
I mean, if you're into music, I don't know how can't, and when it was 11 days, whatever, but what difference does it, I mean, it's probably better to have it on weekends than Tuesday anyway. A lot of restaurants don't even open up now on Monday and Tuesdays anymore. All right, when you have your State of the Packers, I would assume that the situation with Elgton Jenkins will not have changed at all because I don't think the Packers are going to do anything, and I ask you that stating because that's how they handle this situation. And when I correct it, this situation with just about any player, they're not paying him anything more. He just is going to play the next 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Or is there someone I'm missing?
That's a great question. No, that generally speaking, but again, you know, I brought this up to Tausch today, and I think this is one of the things that's different in both Jair's case and in Elton's case. There was no roster bonus after 2 years in March, which is normally an inflection point in the contract. And what I mean by that is that in most contracts the Packers did over the years, they would have those first 2 years, and then there would be a fairly large, you know, $6 million, $8 million, sometimes smaller, roster bonus that was usually scheduled for the third day of the league year, so in March sometime. And basically what it was we have to make a decision. Now, in many cases, that player was a really good player, and they were more than happy to pay the roster bonus. Now, what they would often do in those cases was convert the roster bonus to a signing bonus. And for those that are unfamiliar, signing bonuses, you can prorate the charge of that amount. So say it's $8 million. If you can spread it out over 4 years, then against the cap, you get charged $2 million each year. So they would take that roster bonus, if it was a player that they were clearly keeping, they would convert it to a roster bonus so they didn't get hit with that charge all at once, and they would keep the player. Now, the other thing that it could do, though,
when
would be
when did they decide to change that?
That's a good question. But the fact that both Jair and Elton sign their extensions in 2022 would indicate
without
that somewhere
it.
In there.
Yeah,
right,
and they
without
didn't demand
it being
it,
in
or
there.
Or if they did, right. Yeah, they. I'm sure they asked for it, right? I mean, wouldn't everybody would.
Well, I'm sure Jair, in retrospect, certainly wishes he'd gotten it, right? Because had he gotten it, you know, we wouldn't have had this long, drawn-out process. They would have been. They would have said, well, we're not
right.
paying you this
unless
roster
you fear
bonus,
that you
so
would
goodbye.
Get cut rather than them give you that money.
Right, but even then, you know, when you sign that contract, you don't necessarily assume you're going to get that money. But the right. bonus for Jair would have been, if they weren't going to pay it, he'd have been on the free agent market during free
yeah.
agency. And so yep. he probably would have done better than what he did with the Ravens. But anyway, the other two options
right.
are either we're not paying it, we're cutting you. Or it's, hey, you've got this bonus due. We would like to restructure your contract. We'll give you some of that guarantee, but not all of it, and we'll give you some incentives. And that might have worked in both these cases, right? Because what Elgton Jenkins is seeking is not, he's got $30 million left on his deal. He is not looking
right.
for them to guarantee all $30 million of it. He just wants some of it guaranteed.
Yeah, but,
so he's
but
got
we
some
both
security
know,
for
Jason,
the next 2 years.
He's going to. Right. I mean, but if I'm the Packers, why? I don't. He's going to. We all know Elgton Jenkins is a starter on the offensive line this year, right? I mean, there's no. They're not going to. So
why dink around with him is my question. Why not take? Because the other thing is he's got a 20. Because
he can't do anything.
Million, right, but he's got a $25 million cap number for next year, for 2026. What you could
yeah.
certainly do in this case is you guarantee some of the money, not obviously all of it. You add a couple of years to the contract, you know, basically dummy years to his contract. And then if you get to the end of the 26 season and say, you know what, thank you for your service. You've had your 30th birthday. You know we don't like to have guys that are over 30 on our team. We're
right.
certainly not going to give you a brand new contract, so we're going to say goodbye. I think Elgton, and I don't want to speak for Elgton, but I think Elton's concern is that his cap number is high enough for 2026 that they could play
yeah.
him this year at center and say, yeah, he was okay. We didn't think he was that good. And then they move on from him and they cut him loose. And what he's saying
yeah,
is, that's fine if we get to that, but I would like some, if you're going to come out like Goody did and say, we think this
yeah.
guy is an all-pro center, I don't think it's unreasonable
yes.
to say, well, then fix up my contract a little bit if that's the kind of way you're going to talk about me.
No, I agree, but we know this. What Goody says means nothing. Means absolutely nothing. They don't have to do it. What's Elgton Jenkins going to do? Now, before next year, they could adjust something so that the cap hit isn't as big, right? Before 26. There's no need to do that now. There's no cap issue, right, with Jenkins' contract, correct, this year?
No, it's very manageable. It's like,
yeah,
know,
so
15,
fine. I'll do whatever you want. Go.
Yeah,
what's he going to do?
Right. And then to my follow-up question, it is, if you're going, I mean, he is, I was just saying this to Jamat Molly. He is, I hate it when people misuse the word literally. In this instance, it is exactly the right word. Elgton Jenkins is literally the centerpiece of their renovation of their offensive line. He is the center. Moving him to center is a huge part of this. And so you make him the centerpiece of a reshuffling of your line. You say you think he's capable of being an all-pro center, and then you say, but we're going to make you play on your last this year.
No,
this
no.
deal. It just,
Jason,
I'll
answer that.
I don't think it's good
for
his
team chemistry. No, we're overpaying him to play center. Guards make more than centers, correct? We're giving him a guard contract, and he's playing center. Who? What's his complaint? What's the average pay at guard? What's the average? What does he say
to that?
And
the crazy thing, is when he could say, well, then leave me at guard.
Yes, he could.
And good luck with Jacob Monk at center.
I agree. That's what I would do, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know the private.
The
you may know way
here's
more.
Why. Yeah, here's the thing. And look, Goody's a different person. but I can tell you this, that neither Ron Wolf nor Ted Thompson wanted their key guys to be disgruntled. Right. And if they thought it was the right thing to do by them, and it wasn't going to, it was still going to help the Green Bay Packers and not hurt the Green Bay Packers, they would do it. Now, if Goody walks by you at SummerFest,
I have an answer for you there, Jason. I got an answer. As we learned with Jair, my answer right now, he's not a key guy. He's a nice guy, but not a key guy. Isn't what Goody's doing telling you that he's not a key guy?
Unless he unless
doesn't
he just
mean
doesn't
he's right.
Unless he doesn't see anyone as a key guy. Right?
No,
unless
I think
he sees all
hold on,
of them
that's a great camp.
As replaceable.
I think I think the right tackle he sees is a key guy. But again, Zach Tom, we will find
the
out
one,
that
find
the one
that they came out the one they came out and said would have to compete for his job earlier this offseason.
Yes, that was another okay, let's not go by what they say. Let's go by what they do. I believe they will pay big money to Zach Tom, and that's how they will tell us who's important. You're correct. Their comment about his, their comments, though, I think it's fair to say they're overpaying Elgton Jenkins if he plays center. That is a fact. Right?
Yes, and when he signed that extension, there was the possibility he was going to play left tackle, and so the contract was written as such to say if he moves to left tackle, then his salary will increase. They never made it their plan for him to play
That's
center
correct.
Necessarily. And so,
so they would say,
know,
we're being nice.
Yeah, that's exactly how I would frame. Again, I also think that there is a value in your locker room of letting guys know that, hey, if you play good football for us, and it's undeniable that Elgton has played good football for them, we will take care of you. And that means something not only to Elgton, but it means something to other guys in your locker room. But I do find myself wondering, and this is purely me just looking at the way things play out, not anything more, no one has ever said this to me, I do find myself wondering if there is just a, you know what, all these guys are replaceable. They just are. Like, there's no, we don't have a Reggie White. We don't have any, we don't have an Aaron Rodgers. We don't have a Brett Favre. Yeah. Like,
other
all these guys. Yeah. Seriously, like, Devontae Adams is replaceable. Now,
right.
I would agree.
Other
than
quarterback.
I would argue that they have found that Devontae has not been replaceable the way that they drafted all these guys, and none of them have elevated their games to such a degree that you could argue that they're as good.
I agree.
But I do think that there's a chance that in that building, it's, you know what, we'd rather have young guys who aren't going to necessarily think for themselves or, you know, create angst like David Bakhtiari, like Jair Alexander. So maybe we should just have all first-year contract guys on our team, make a few occasional exceptions, like for Zach Tom, and that's the way to do business now
right,
in today's
but,
NFL.
Right, and right, but I would my answer to you, Jason, would be, if I said that, I would say that, Jason, you understand why we believe that. It has nothing to do with the people. It has to do with injuries. Injuries are such a part of it now that has moved us in this direction. Wouldn't that be a legitimate answer? Because the angst you speak of is totally the result of two injuries, right?
I mean, it's a large part of it. But again, the Bakhtiari piece, you know, those two guys, Bakhtiari was over 30. So if you wanted to make it about being over 30 and the injury piece, I have a much harder time pushing back on that. Like,
okay.
That's more like it. But and that, so, that you're getting into, we're not signing guys to third contracts. If they took that approach, I'd be like, you know what?
But
I don't
isn't
necessarily
that what they're
agree.
Doing? I
mean,
aren't they doing? Go ahead.
No, Zach Tom is a second contract. So what I'm saying is, I don't even think they want to sign a lot of guys to second contracts. I agree with you.
Oh.
Because Elgton Jenkins is a third contract, which is he's on his second contract. I don't believe they will ever pay him a third contract. I just don't. I think that's why he wants some of the guaranteed money now, because he knows he's going to be cast adrift.
Isn't El Jenkins exactly where Bulaga was? Like, Bulaga was, like, they just let him do his last 2 years and then.
Yep. Okay. Minute. Thank you for your service.
They do that to Bulaga. They do that to Bulaga. That's Jenkins is not nearly as good as Bulaga was, correct?
No, I mean, I would say that they were both really, really good players. And obviously, I would say that Elton does not want to see his – he doesn't want to turn out like Bulaga, right? Like, and by the way, they were right about Bulaga. As much as we love Brian, the doctor, right? Like, all he did for 2 years in L.A. was deal with injuries. He played through them the first year, and then he had an injury that he couldn't play through the second year. So it's true that when you get that old, that happens. So they're not wrong to believe that.
All right, Jason, I got to go. I don't think I'll find 84, David Gruber, because that's how many points he scored in the game. But the Gruber Law Office's Sports Zone right next to us. Need an adult small and adult medium. Working on it. Thanks, Jason.
I appreciate you, Homer. All right, take care. Be good.
Can't wait. I'm a couple minutes late. But Tony Smith. I mean, I don't listen well. I'll listen to this. What's he got as an explanation for what is going on in the NBA Finals? Again, from Summerfest, right near the Gruber Law Office's Sports Zone. And, yes, I got the Major Cheeseburger from Major Goolsby's. The Hall of Famer, Tony Smith, next.